Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. You are listening to me live, Reality Spirituality. Usually it is live on Sunday at 9 a.m., but sometimes people ask me, they say they try to call in, and I say, well, the show is only live Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so yes, we're live. And you could also listen to the show archive, but welcome to the show. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. And, you know, I had a few, just, down to the wire, the moment by moment. There's always something going on. Isn't there always something going on in your life? I mean, isn't there always some kind of challenge, some kind of event, some kind of experience where it just throws you off just a tick? And I have to say, I was thrown off just a little bit this morning because I woke up and I'm thinking, you know, I'm really not inspired to do the show. I just don't have any inspiration. I didn't have a topic. And then lo and behold, I don't know how I get a news flash or, you know, you're just browsing through on Google and then I see that in the world there were these terrorist attack in Sri Lanka. And so here I go with this. Let me just back up a little bit before I jump right into the topic. I am the world's only happiness specialist. I'm going to say only. That's just because I'm going to say only. And what that means is, and what I share on this show is how to experience happiness, more happiness during every moment of your journey. Now, the word happiness, some people don't like it. Some, you know, people, it's so funny how some words are triggers, some words push buttons, but you can insert any word you're comfortable with. For me, happiness is the same as being at peace, having a vibration of satisfaction, of balance, of being feeling content. Shoulders down, vibrating an energy of peace, being rooted in all is right in the world and all is right and all is just feeling connected to that person in the mirror and to the universe. I use the term universe. Some people say God, higher power, spirit. It doesn't matter what, for me, it doesn't matter the words. It doesn't matter the words. You get what I'm saying. And this search for happiness, this search for feeling at peace, this search is, I believe, in everyone. Even the people that are very difficult to understand. I can never, ever get into understanding how someone can be in a position where they offer their life to kill other people. I just, my little pea brain can't compute it. And there was a time in my life where, trust me, listen, if it was my world, if this was my world with my rules, there would be no children getting hurt. There would be no women getting raped. There would be nobody with their head getting cut off or tortured. It, in my world, it just would not happen. But I'm not living in my world. I'm living in the world, well, let me just scratch that. I'm living in a world that with the human eye, with the ego's eye, it looks like there is something wrong. There is a divide between good and evil. And I've said this on the show before, the sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. If this was my world, trust me, audience, these things would not happen. But mass murder, terrorists, killings happen. My job is, my responsibility is, how to find peace, how to navigate and find peace while all of this shit, the horrible stuff is happening. And the only reason why I say it's my job is because it's my responsibility, is because whatever I am vibrating, whatever my energy is what I'm contributing to the world. I can only help. I can only serve this world. This is my view. Serve this world when I am vibrating peace. Trust me, it is not easy to practice. I am just like everybody else out there. I feel the human side of me feels. But I have to go beyond that, beyond the humanness of this life. On this show, what I share with my audience is how to avoid behaviors that subtract from happiness, and how to practice behaviors that add to happiness. Happiness is the same as peace. Let me just throw in that word peace today instead of the happiness, because peace is really is the issue today. Peace, finding peace in the middle of murder. On this show, what I try to share, scratch that try, what I share is how to instantly experience peace, regardless of what's happening. And in fact, that is the definition. That is my definition of happiness, my definition of being at peace, to be able to have a peaceful vibration regardless of what's happening outside. I always give I should come up with a, not should, I might be inspired to come up with a new analogy, but it's being in a rowboat in the middle of the ocean. And that rowboat is just still. You're standing in the rowboat, and all around you there are waves crashing, there's tornadoes, there's storms. I mean, I don't know if you remember seeing that movie Castaway. It's one of my favorite movies, where he finally gets off that island, and he's in the middle of storms. He, you know, on this little raft. But being able to be at peace in the middle of the storm, that is my definition of happiness, regardless of what's happening. And regardless of what's not happening, being rooted in peace. Now, with that, the challenge is when life hits me with these topics of terrorists, murders. In fact, last week, this is so crazy. Last week, a woman that I see regularly, she asked me, I said, listen, everybody's on their own journey. She asked me another question. I said, everybody's on their own journey, and everybody is here for a purpose. Everything is in order. Everything is happening in the order that it's supposed to be happening. And with that, there comes a, you know, every cell in your body has to trust that. every cell in your body has to surrender to that, has to accept that truth. So you either accept it, you either practice accepting, you practice trusting, you practice surrendering, or you don't. And that's all I do is practice. I mean, in living in the middle of the forest, is practice surrendering, trusting, and accepting. All of those things, those three things, add to your peace. Now, if you don't commit to or you don't prioritize peace, then, of course, you're going to feel turmoil and imbalance, and you're going to feel not going to feel peaceful. But if you want to serve and contribute to this planet while you're living, while you are here in this lifetime, the practice is to contribute. What do you want to contribute? And you can only contribute you, what you are bringing to the world. See, the fight, the fighting adds to more fighting. The resistance, you can't find peace when you're resisting. Okay, let me get to the topic, though. Let me get to the topic. It is a difficult practice to accept the things that happen in this world. And again, if I was in charge, people, if I was in charge, no one would be hurt. What we describe as being hurt. But there is another perspective. There is another way. And I'm in my little pea brain, trust me, I have no idea, and I would not even plan it. I have no idea of the greater plan. Because there is always a greater plan. I am limited in my knowledge. I am limited in my knowledge of, well, that shouldn't happen. That's not, oh, I get this a lot. That's not fair. That's not justice. Well, you can't have fairness or justice in a world where people are programmed to hate. Programmed. No one was born. Let me scratch it, because I really don't even know that. But I'm thinking that no one is born wanting to kill other people. I'm really getting, that's hypothetical, and I'm getting off, it's philosophical, I'm getting off the topic. What I'm saying is, during these events in the world, it's very difficult to practice remaining at peace. But let me share with what I believe. So one of my students asked me last week, as a matter of fact, about murder. And she was really, after I told her everybody's on their own journey, and she was really not very happy with me, because she thought I was, that's bullshit. There's no good in murder. How can there be, how can you find good in murder? That doesn't even make sense. And she challenged me. And all I can do is share what I practice. I'm not trying to convince you. I'm not trying to get you to see it. I'm just sharing what I practice. And what I practice offers peace. That's it. So I told her a story. She said something about, you know, how can murder be good? And I said, well, and this has nothing to do with any religion, I said, there was a person that was living on this planet. Oh, he's got a few books written about him. And his name was Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus was murdered according to the books, in a brutal, I would use the word inhumane way, not only murdered, tortured and murdered, shamed, ridiculed, tortured. You know the story. You know the story. Can you find anything good in that murdering of Jesus? I'm going to let you answer that question. Is there any, can you find any good in that whole story of what it was a murder of a man that did nothing but share his message of peace, share his message of forgiveness, share his message of how to connect with your higher source, your God, the universe. That's it. That's all he did. Murdered, crucified, murdered. Can you find anything good in that murder? And if you can find something good, I'm going to let you answer that. And if you can find something good, that is my point. It is not easy to expand, to open up, to practice having more than one perspective, especially when these type of events happen. And all I can do, because there is no way I'm like, oh, gee, yeah, there's good in mass murder in I don't know how many churches were bombed. Oh, there's good in it. I mean, I'm not running around here saying, oh, there's good in that. No, but I'm saying that I trust and I surrender and I accept that there is a bigger plan. And I have to let it go. My heart is heavy. I feel just like everyone else, but the only thing I can control is what I am emitting, what I am putting out into the world. And it is not easy. I'm just letting you know. But growth is not easy. Being conscious, being aware, being more conscious than the masses is not easy. Practicing this is not easy. The only thing, I mean, this is such a cliche, but it's true. The only thing that conquers hate, is love. I'm just throwing that out there. I had to address it. You know, when I woke up, I wasn't even inspired to do a show. I'm not inspired. I'm going to take the day off, and I'll do a show next week. I'm not inspired to have a show. And then I came up with the topic of planning not to plan, and just staying in every moment and just following the inspiration to have a show or not have a show. And sure enough, 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, I see on the internet that the Easter, the churches were bombed and there were terrorist attacks on Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka. And I just was so inspired to, I've never done a show the same day or about terrorist attacks. But I wanted to give you my perspective and the perspective of how to find some sort of peace. I can't understand it. If it was my world, it wouldn't happen. But do you trust, do you accept, and do you surrender? That is the only practice. Those are the practices for more peace. This is a journey, And the journey, and listen, this is the other thing. Happiness is just a practice skill. It is a practice skill. Being at peace is a practice skill. And whatever you practice, it becomes, and the more you practice, it becomes easier, easier, and it also becomes your identity. It is as a one-on-one, it's like I'm talking to you one-on-one. You can contribute. How are you going to contribute? And I believe, I don't know, in my lifetime, I'm not even going to say a future sentence, but in my lifetime, who knows? But I believe that people are becoming more conscious, are becoming more elevated, consciously elevated, are becoming more aware until people evolve. I mean, look, we are still, as a race, human race, the cavemen, I look at the cavemen and say, they're primitive. No, we're primitive. We're primitive if the beliefs are still out there that murder I don't even have the words, but it is a primitive. The human being has evolved, and we're still primitive. We might as well be cavemen. I don't care about the technology. I don't care about the latest iPhone or going all the way to Mars and now you're going all the way to Pluto. I'm talking about as the human race. So it's primitive when people can argue and fight and murder and just cause so much disruption. Yeah, we're still primitive. Don't think that this human race is advanced. I see what's on TV, the primitive, back and forth, chatter, anger, hating other people, judging other people, hating, disliking anyone. Having a dislike for anyone or anything is a primitive way of thinking. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Sorry, not sorry. All right, so on this Easter Sunday, that is my talk. That is my perspective. And with that said, I'm going to end the show. You know what? Let me just say this. Let me just say this. Before I end the show, I'm going to just read off a few things, because this show is about eliminating the behaviors that subtract from peace and practicing the behaviors that add to peace. So I want to give you some concrete behaviors that will add to peace, that when practiced will add to your peace. You ready? Making happiness, let me scratch the happiness today, making peace your number one priority. Making a commitment in every moment to choose peace over anything else. Surrendering to what's happening in the moment. Humbling the ego, because the ego will always tell you there's something wrong. Oh, the world is horrible. You look out in the world and all I see is bad news. No, all I see is news. I'm not putting a label on it, good or bad. It's news. Accepting. Living consciously, making a different decision than you made. Consciously means being able to choose something different. Being okay with uncertainty. I have no idea why the universe would allow things to happen, people to get hurt, murdered, killed, tortured. I don't get it. I already told you my world would be different. But trusting that everything is in order. you know, and letting go, choosing your perspective, choosing your focus, staying out of everyone else's business. You know, if I can't control it, I've got to trust that there is some order and purpose to it. And with that said, that's another filler. With that said, I am going to end today's show. It's a short show, very full of content. And I want to wish everybody a conscious week. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I do have a few YouTube videos on YouTube. Search Rebecca Norrington or Reality Spirituality. View those. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon and or Lulu.com. I have a few people that bought my book this week, the first book. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You represent the universe. You are the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with Rebecca L. Norrington. Have a conscious week, everyone, and talk to you next week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some.
Get real good.
Now, get real good.
Get spiritual.